Welcome to the Transition to Medicare podcast, brought to you by Giardini Medicare. In each episode, we will take a look at a specific Medicare topic that will help you avoid making mistakes and reduce your stress when navigating the Medicare system.
If you're turning 65 or retiring and about to make your transition to the Medicare system, you're probably wondering, where do I go for help? So in today's episode, we're going to help you answer that very important question.
But before we get started, as always, we want to remind everybody here that Joanne and I operate Giardini Medicare, which is an independent insurance agency based out of Southeast Michigan. But we do work virtually and we help people over the phone with their Medicare options in about 12 different states. So even if you choose not to work with us, we know that the information in today's podcast will help you have a successful and stress-free transition to Medicare. So today's episode is all about where to get help with Medicare, whether it's learning the A's and B's and C's of Medicare or signing up for a Medigap plan or Medicare Advantage plan. We want to help you go through the different options of how you might be able to get help with your individual Medicare needs. So of course, we are an independent insurance agency. That means we are insurance brokers. This whole episode is not designed to say that we are the best or just use us for help. We will admit at some points we're not right for everybody, and we think that is the same for pretty much any resource you use. You know, it's all going to come down to the individual you talk to, and it's going to come down to your individual needs. So again, we're going to just go through that. And first, we will talk about what is an independent broker? What does this option mean for you? What are some pros and cons, and just some things to look out for? I'll send it over to Joanne to describe a little bit about what an independent broker actually is.
That's perfect. And we are independent agents, okay, which is commonly referred to as brokers. That is someone that contracts with multiple insurance companies. In Medicare plans, we've got multiple plans. So you're offering different options to help fit people's needs. Okay, when you think of a broker, think of a middleman. That's between you and the insurance company, all right? And that's, again, often called an independent agent. But a broker like us is going to work directly with you to enroll into the plan of your choice, okay? So very similar to maybe home and auto insurance types. When you think of brokers, they're shopping and looking at different rates for different carriers. Something really important to point out, though, is the premiums that you're going to pay when you're dealing with a broker like us are exactly the same as you would be paying if you were to be contacting that insurance company directly. So you do have the advantage of an agent helping you, and you are getting the same rate. So people commonly think that they're going to get a better deal if they go to an insurance carrier directly, but you're not. Okay?
Yeah, that's a big thing to remember. So we're going to offer the same price that an insurance company would offer directly. So it is usually going to be to your benefit to use somebody independent that can help you compare all of the options. So now that Joanne went over that, I'll talk about the tips and tricks, or basically what to look for when it comes to using a broker. And the first thing, and really by far the most important aspect of all of this, is find somebody that is knowledgeable not only about your unique circumstances, your situation, but also about the market where you're trying to get a product. Now, this is going to come into play a little bit more for Medicare Advantage plans versus Medigap plans, since with Advantage plans, you typically have networks and other local factors involved. But basically, when you talk to a broker, just because they're independent doesn't mean they can offer every single product that is available to you in your area. So we are in Southeast Michigan. We do work in other states, but Southeast Michigan is definitely, well, really all of Michigan is the area that we know best. So with that being said, if you talk to a broker outside of Michigan or outside of our area, and you're trying to get help in our area, they should know that there's certain local companies here like HAP and Priority and other local companies that not everyone is aware of that work really, really well when it comes to Medicare products. So if you talk to somebody and they don't know the companies in your area, they just don't know the healthcare systems, that should raise a bit of a red flag. And you should think, is this person really going to be the best option for me? So again, we're not the best in other states in certain situations, but we might be good for you in this area where you're looking.
Yeah, that's super important. So you also want to make sure that a broker that you're working with is showing you and offering you both Medicare Advantage products and Medigap products, okay? Not just one of the options, but you want to be sure that they're showing you both options so you can make a better choice and selection for yourself. Also, you want to make sure that they understand your specific situation, right? They want to maybe help you apply for A and B with the government. Do they know what forms to provide you with and how you should go apply? Do you go to an office, make a phone call, something like that? Do they know what an SS-44 form is? If you need that to, you know, request a redetermination of your IRMA, which is a surcharge, do they know and can they help you with that? All right. Do they have themselves or staff members that can deal with the BCRC, which is part of Medicare, and dealing with secondary, primary insurance kind of issues. You know, if you're on disability, do they know how to handle that? Because Medicare and disability can be a little tricky at times. Are they Medicaid and LIS friendly in terms of working with that? And I will say that our agency is not in that capacity very good. It's just something we don't specialize in. So we really do refer that out. So you can see that there's just a lot of areas of Medicare that you can even break down into specialties. So be sure that, you know, that specific broker or independent agent is kind of there to provide all those things for you.
Yeah, if somebody says they can do everything and anything for you, I would just always be a little skeptical. Again, this episode is not all about why you should use us. It's truly about comparing different options. Right. So if you are on Medicaid and you need specific help on that, we're just not going to be the right fit for you.
Right.
Of course, use our information, but it's just not our specialty. And then also you have to decide how you like working with people. Do you want to work over the phone? Do you want to meet in person? I will say we do almost everything over the phone. We have an office. We barely ever use it because we've just found, especially after COVID, it's so much easier to get everything done and work over the phone virtually so we can help people in multiple areas versus being so limited to one small market. So just figure out what works for you. If you truly have to see somebody in person, that's where you'd probably want to find somebody different and you'd want to go and meet with them. So however you want to work, just make sure that person can accommodate you. Or that
I remember one thing, let me tell this, Cameron, because it was pretty funny. I remember years ago, you dealt with a client who was in Arizona and you were in California talking to the person in Arizona. And yeah. He had dealt with a local agent for a drug plan and it got all botched up. The guy came to his house and you ended up fixing it. So you were 1,000 miles away, whatever it was, and you fixed it and the person at the table screwed it up. So I think it's just something people have to get over, that just because somebody's in your house doesn't mean you're going to be any better off potentially with your product. So it was a funny experience.
Yeah, you can get screwed up over the phone. You can get screwed up at the kitchen table. You can get helped at the house or you can get helped over the phone. It all depends on the individual.
Right.
And part of that is going to come down to experience. So you want to ask whoever you're talking to, you know, how long have you been in the business and how long have you really been focusing on Medicare specifically? So I'm not saying you need to go crazy and find somebody that has been in this since Medicare started in the 60s or they have 30 years of experience. But if somebody just started last month, I mean, unless they have somebody directly supervising them that truly knows what they're doing, I would definitely be a little wary at least, or, you know, double check what they're saying if they've only been specializing in Medicare for a month. I mean, we've been doing this for several years now and we still find new things, it seems like every month. So that's a big thing. Also, try to get reviews, you know, whether it's Google, Yelp, you know, not all online reviews are perfect or accurate, but try to find some source of reviews, whether it's friends, family. Again, online is always going to be good if they have a lot of them. You know, make sure it's not all their family members just saying they're awesome, because that doesn't really count. And then also make sure they're licensed and certified by all the companies that they're working with. And then a lot of times people will say that though, and oh, I'm AHIP certified or I have this license, but it's all really easy to get an insurance. I'll tell you that much. It doesn't take more than a few days to study for an insurance license. So don't let that be the only thing that you go by.
Right. And some more tips, you know, make sure that the broker that you're using specializes in helping people with Medicare. I wouldn't use a PNC agent or a health insurance agent. You know, it depends on truly the health and PNC, no, but health insurance maybe. But, you know, the health insurance agent, just because they might do one or two cases a month, if you will, for Medicare, to me, that doesn't mean, that's not much. And so they might think they can do Medicare, and because they're licensed to do so, just doesn't mean you're good in Medicare, right? So I think there's a big difference. Okay. So you've got, you know, group insurance people, your financial planner can probably write a Medicare supplement, for example, but is that the best source? I would argue that it's not, but just be aware of that kind of stuff.
It's very, you know, easy to dabble in Medicare, but not easy to do it well.
Right. Specializing is big. So, you know, and also a good broker, their goal is to help you with Medicare and keep you a client for life, hopefully, right? So this can help you in the long run when you're maintaining, you know, coverage, your drug plans annually, things like that, because it can be a tough industry. People come into the industry and they exit maybe in the first couple of years. So it's tough. So definitely shop around. You know, you want to find a broker too that's not going to pressure you into buying anything. And remember too, that using a broker should not cost you anything extra out of pocket, all right? Compared to going directly to the insurance carrier. Like we said before, you're getting the same pricing, okay? So that broker is getting paid commissions from the insurance company. And once you enroll in that coverage, we are paid by the insurance company.
Yeah, now we'll talk about the pros and cons to using a broker, and then we'll go on to some other sources that you can use for Medicare help. So some of the pros are they can provide unbiased comparisons for the different Medicare plans in your area because they are independent. They can help you shop plans in the future. So that way, if your needs change or if you want to look at something different, they're not tied to just one product. They should be able to help you compare products. They should have knowledge of your local market. That is a huge help. And they can even help you with other things like prescription assistance, low-income subsidies. You know, there's more than just finding the right product when you have a good broker. And then lastly, for the pros, brokers are paid commissions by the insurance companies. So like Joanne said, their services are no extra cost to you. Now, as far as the cons go, knowledge can vary greatly from one broker to another. Just like any profession, not everyone is created equally. Brokers can pick and choose which companies they do represent, so they might not work with the right company for your specific needs. And then lastly, they just might not fully understand your local market. So don't be afraid to talk to somebody else and see if you get bad vibes from somebody, just try another broker and see if they fit you better.
Right. So let's move on to captive agents. Okay, we'll talk about what they are. So unlike a broker, a captive insurance agent is someone that works for one insurance company and they can only offer Medicare products from that specific company. Okay. The agents are typically a direct employee of that insurance company that they're representing. So if you call an 800 number of an insurance company's website to inquire about a plan, you can almost guarantee you're going to be speaking with a captive agent. Cameron will talk about some tips and tricks to get started about what to look for when you're dealing with captive agents.
Yeah. So the first thing is it's definitely okay to use captive agents in certain circumstances. It's not always going to be the best, but we will talk about what you want to do when it comes to using a captive agent. So the first thing to do is figure out if they are truly offering a unique product that you can't get elsewhere. There are certain situations, like Kaiser, for example, in California, they are offered by captive agents. So if you would like Kaiser, you know, Medicare plans, you're really going to have to go directly to the company and sign up with one of their directly employed agents. So if a captive agent is offering a unique product, that can be a good reason to use them. However, if they are offering a product that anyone else can offer, I would tend to look elsewhere just to see if somebody else can help you with it as well. Also, a thing to look for when it comes to using a captive agent or calling a company directly is whatever your problem is, the solution is probably going to be their product, right? So if you call a specific insurance company, it might not be that that's the best plan for you, but they're going to try to make it work. So they're never going to say, well, why don't you look at this other insurance company? Because we notice their costs are lower for you. They're really going to try to, you know, sometimes fit that square peg in a round hole and make every plan they offer fit your needs, even if they might not necessarily. And then, like I said before, if a broker can offer the same product as the captive agent, I would definitely lean towards a broker. That way, if something happens in the future or even in the near future, they can help you compare different options and you're not stuck just going to somebody that only has a couple products at their disposal. And then Joanne can talk about the pros and cons now.
Right. Let's just, it's quicker than an independent broker. But the pros of using a captive agent, they're likely they're very knowledgeable about their particular product, right? Because they have, you know, one product and they work for that company. Yep. So it's pretty easy. So that's great. In that case, so if you want Kaiser, you want to know everything about Kaiser, great, call Kaiser. So they might offer the product, like in Kaiser's case, you can't get it anywhere else. We cannot sell Kaiser. Okay.
At least
so some
in
of
California.
At least in California, that's true. Other places you can. But the cons for using a captive agent are that their product, like Cameron said, is maybe the only solution they offer. So if you call a carrier and they offer you three drug plans, they don't tell you that there's 20 more available out there. They just offer their three, okay? And lack of comparisons going on. They're not going to contact you each year and say, hey, well, let me tell you about our neighbors, the other insurance company's products, okay? So you're less likely maybe to shop your pricing or pay attention to drug plans and things like that. So just heads up with that's how a captive agent's going to work for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it could be good or bad, just depending on your situation, just like anything else that we talk about.
Yep.
And the next option is SHIP. So SHIP stands for State Health Insurance Assistance Program. These are volunteers, essentially, that help people with their Medicare choices. They are not agents in any way, shape, or form. So we'll talk about this option. You know, we definitely don't work for SHIP, but this is just going to be our outside perspective of how they work and if they might be right for you. So SHIP could also be through the Area Agency on Aging in your specific area. So if you hear that or SHIP, just know it's usually talking about the same thing. Again, SHIP are volunteers and they can help people with counseling and assistance with their Medicare options. Lastly, like I said already, SHIP does stand for State Health Insurance Program. And then Joanne can tell you about some tips and tricks, what to look for with SHIP.
Yeah. The claim to fame really for the SHIP is that they're an unbiased Medicare help for Medicare beneficiaries and their families. So again, they're an independent program funded by federal agencies. Just remember, everyone has biases, regardless of whether or not they're earning commission. So some of these people may be retired agents. You never know where that comes from. We had somebody recently that talked to a ship counselor. I think their advice was spot on until they got to the plan recommendation. It was great with everything else, but I differed in the final plan recommendation. So again, you're going to hear a lot of agents out here that vilify the ship counselors. We don't, but just like anything else we've talked about today, it all depends on the knowledge of the individual. So again, we've seen really fantastic ship counselors and their advice, and we've seen some not so great. So again, they're volunteers. That typically means that their knowledge can vary greatly. They do go through some training, but it's simply not the same as spending every day for years solely, you know, focusing on Medicare insurance, right? So comparing that to, you know, a broker, a good broker should also provide unbiased Medicare advice. So yes, we're paid a commission by the companies we work with, but our commission is relatively small, no matter what coverage you choose. So if you're skeptical of a broker or someone that's receiving commission, feel free to try both, right? Talk to a ship counselor, compare that advice to a broker. We see that fairly often, and just find out what you're comfortable with, okay? Ship counselors are not licensed agents, but a good ship counselor is still better than a bad licensed agent, truly.
Absolutely.
You should contact your local area agency on aging to get assistance from a ship counselor if you'd like to do that.
Yep, absolutely. And then when it comes to pros and cons, we'll keep these pretty brief, but the pros, of course, it is no cost. So they are free services by volunteers. They can provide another set of eyes. So if you just don't necessarily like what you're hearing from somebody, you can go to ship and just get maybe a second opinion. Now, I'm not saying the second opinion will be perfect, but it can always help to put your mind at ease or just get another perspective. And then as far as the cons go, they do have experience that varies greatly, and they are volunteers and not licensed agents. So just like anything else, experience and knowledge can vary. Which brings us to another really recently famous option, which is the 1-800 number or the call center. So just right off the bat, know that we are talking about call centers that are really, really large companies.
Thousands
with
thousands of people.
Yeah, hundreds, thousands of employees. And these companies can be private or public. They're typically the ones you see on TV with all the advertisements backing them. We're not talking about agents that happen to work over the phone or even good call centers with a couple dozen really highly trained agents that are helping people around the country. We're talking about mega corporations that are just trying to churn through as many enrollees as possible. So with that being said, are all call center agents bad? Of course they're not. Even at one of those big companies with hundreds and thousands, well, not hundreds of thousands, but with hundreds of employees, the individuals there can still be great at what they do. So it can be much more hit or miss than most. But if you get a knowledgeable person in a call center, you know, just like anything else, they can be just as helpful as another resource. So I will say that typically they are independent as well. They're kind of like, they function similar to a broker. You know, they might not have the same local knowledge, they might not have the same expertise, but they can help you with multiple products with different carriers. So if you do decide to work with a call center, just, you know, treat them like you would a local broker. And what I mean is figure out if they know your market, figure out if they know what you're looking for, and figure out if you're okay working with somebody in a call center that you might not even hear from them again. You know, there's so many employees there that who knows who's going to be there from year over year. So if you like what they offer, I'm not saying don't go with it, but just keep in mind that they're trying to get as many enrollments as they can. And a lot of times, especially with publicly traded companies, of course, their obligations are to their shareholders.
Yeah, and it's tough. Call center, I will say, in the last couple of years has kind of become a bad
much
perception.
More derogatory.
Yeah, exactly. In our industry. It's just not, but I think, what is it technically, Cam? 10 people is considered a call center for agents, which is nothing. So we are talking
and
about
like
the
said,
big dial-a-thon people, the ones that are doing robocalls 18 to 20 times, you know, so much, much different. But pros and cons, you know, again, pros of working with a call center, you might just prefer that. You might not care. Maybe you don't care. You just, you know, click 20 minutes and you're done, hang up. That's fine. And the bad part is that you're unlikely to have that same agent, you know, possibly even 3 months from now. There is tend to be even a lot of employee churn in the call center arena. So whatever floats your boat.
Yeah, exactly. And then moving away from call centers, this is kind of a call center, but people ask about what if I call Medicare? So you can call 1-800-MEDICARE, and this is basically the number to the actual national Medicare program. And calling this number will put you in touch with somebody who is an employee of Medicare or works at the Medicare call center to help you answer questions. So if you do this option, we will say that this is not a good way to find plan advice. You know, if you're trying to find Advantage plans or Medigap plans, we certainly would not recommend this option. However, these reps can give you some basic details about Medicare itself. So if you're trying to figure out, does Medicare cover X procedure, you know, they may be able to give you some guidance. I would say don't rely on them for insurance products, but it can be an okay way to get some questions answered if you are trying to figure out something about Medicare. And then Joanne can talk about pros and cons since this
there's not many pros. There's not many pros. So, you know, the couple times we've had experience where people called Medicare directly, they end up in a Medicare Advantage plan, and it's usually they don't understand different options. And so that's not,
it's not even that, it's more the wrong plan half the time.
And the wrong plan, but it's back to that whole national, they don't know your local market, things like that. And they're not talking about Medigap typically. So this, like the person I'm thinking of didn't even have an option. So she had no idea. And you just got to be careful. So there's limited knowledge. They do know Medicare, but it doesn't mean they know Medicare plans. All right. So you got to be careful with that. That's like all we're going to say there.
Yeah. What about other people that may not have as much familiarity, like friends and family?
Yeah. So this is a famous one.
And doctors.
This is the famous one. We always laugh about this during our webinars, that friends and family and doctors and, you know, HR and all these people that are telling you what to do, right? Everybody is giving you advice, you know, whether it's solicited or not solicited. Everyone's telling you what you got to do when you turn 65 and what you got to buy and how you're just, you know, you're dumb to get that plan, et cetera, et cetera. So at some point, we know they're all going to give you their two cents. It's human nature, okay? And you're going to want to listen. We get calls from our own clients saying, like, look, I just had dinner with so-and-so and they said this. What does that mean?
I've heard people at bonfires talking about Medicare.
That's right.
You actually heard that and overheard it.
Well, remember, we were having dinner with you a couple of years ago in a restaurant. Oh, yeah. We overheard Medicare in the background. It was pretty funny. So we know you're talking about that on a Friday night, right? You're just, you know, churning Medicare talk, and that's great. But don't enroll in the same plan as that person just because the family member said that's what you should do. All right. They're very different than you, different doctors, different medications, different health, all that kind of stuff. All right. So take it with a grain of salt. It's what we just kind of say with your friends and family giving you that their two cents. Take their information and go ask an agent and ask a bunch of questions, right? And doctors are just a funny thing because everybody kind of naturally, for some reason, turns to the doctor and says, well, what should I get for Medicare? That's just silliness. Okay. We have a lot of doctor clients because the doctors don't know Medicare or insurance. They know to be a doctor, right? Yep. So it's crazy. So we know all sorts of horror stories with doctors. So it's not their job to know anything about insurance, but Medicare coverage is really specific to you as an individual. Okay. And you really have to treat it as such. So their recommendations can be a good starting point, but make sure you don't pick a plan before considering your individual unique needs and talking to a true agent, whoever we talked about in today's episode that can help you.
Yeah, and I'll talk pros and cons real quick. So pros and cons to having family members and other outside sources give you advice is, you know, you can just get feedback about what they do and don't like about their choices. Like Joanne said, it gives you a good starting point. And then you can talk to somebody else that might be more experienced or licensed with those products. And they can help you actually decipher that initial device. Some cons are, of course, they're going to tell you to probably pick the same plan they have if they like their plan. They might complain about insurance companies, even if insurance companies didn't necessarily do anything wrong. You know, they might say, oh, that's a terrible choice because I had a bad experience with them 30 years ago. And it just might not really be the same thing that you're talking about. And of course, you know, friends and family, everyone's going to tell you the best parts of their plans. They're really not going to say, oh, I screwed up. I did this wrong. You know, people want to give them the highlights and not the downsides of things. Mm-hmm. So outside of that, this is kind of like a national version of friends and families, but it's social media. So Google searches, YouTube, podcasts, any of those things. There's more information than ever when it comes to Medicare options. I mean, we are literally right here on a podcast, which is considered probably social media, telling you what to do for Medicare. So if you're listening to this, you know, chances are you're probably going to YouTube or the internet to do searches to figure out what are your options. So of course, with anything, it's kind of a common theme. Just double check everything you hear, you know, double check the sources for the information you're getting. Every website you go to should have a source. It should be backed by something that you can verify. Like anything else, don't just go by the opinions on the first website you come across. Now, this is a great way to start learning about Medicare information. It's a good it's a good starting point to start looking at options without feeling like you're being sold something. But the number one rule when it comes to websites, and many of you probably know this because you may have done this, never put your contact information in a web page. If you like what somebody's telling you and they say, give us your name, date of birth, address, you know, phone number, don't give any of that away because it's just going to get sold 1,000 times. You're already going to get 1,000 calls in Medicare. This is just going to double that. But instead, if you like what a company's telling you online, just call them and just say, hey, I saw your stuff. Let's go over my options. And I'll have Joanne talk about the pros and cons too.
And even if you need a quote, so many of those sites, you have to put your information in to get a quote. Just, do you really want to have to do that just to get something like that? So just contact them, call them, say, hey, I want to talk about this price, whatever. So I personally happen to love the YouTubes, the social media angle of all of this, because it's at least to get your base information. At that point, I would then myself turn it over to a broker, but at least you're coming into the broker with some knowledge that you can have discussions about. But YouTube is fantastic, I think, because you can sit there by yourself, nobody's bugging you, that kind of stuff. So like Cam said, just don't put your phone number, your real information in there. So it's a great way to get, again, all your information. But the hardest part, I think, of the whole thing is to find, where do you start? Like, what do you put in the search bar? That's always really tough. It sounds kind of silly, but where do you start? You know, and then you end up down this giant rabbit hole. So Cameron's going to talk about our last source and we'll wrap this up.
Yeah, we're just going to talk about the last option that we usually run into, which is just referrals from other insurance agents. So like Joanne was saying in the very beginning, when I say other insurance agents, it's home and auto, you know, health insurance agents, or even financial advisors. A lot of people turn to them because they're in this financial, you know, insurance space. And they just say, well, what about Medicare? So when it comes to this option, I would say you don't necessarily want to go to them for direct advice to pick a plan or to help you with Medicare, but they usually have some type of contact that they know over their time in business, that somebody else that can help them with Medicare. And that's how we work a lot with other insurance agents and get referrals from them. So that's kind of what you're looking for with this option. So usually this will result, again, in them referring you to a Medicare broker or some Medicare source that they do trust. And if they do claim to do Medicare themselves, make sure they truly specialize in it and they're not just doing a one-off thing every month or two. And like I said in the beginning, just dabbling in it. So I'll let Joanne talk briefly about the pros and cons. This is kind of a quick one.
Yeah. So dealing with those people, like I said, just with friends, family, et cetera, and even YouTube, it's a great way to get information. Using your local financial planner could be a great way to get connected to a trusted Medicare insurance agent. So maybe you have some knowledge and then they can direct you to a person. And that's fantastic. Some of the cons, though, if they try and sell you directly the Medicare product, again, they may not be as experienced as a true Medicare broker. So that might have its limitations for you.
Yeah. And then everything that we talked about today, like we said, we are independent Medicare brokers. So yes, we're always going to recommend you try to reach out to a broker. That's what we know best. We know we do a great job. We are certainly not for everybody. So make sure that whoever you end up talking to knows your unique needs, your unique situation, and they can offer the products that meet your needs. We do not work in any way, shape, or form for the federal government, and we do not work for Medicare directly. We do contract with insurance companies. We get paid directly from them when we help you enroll in the Medicare coverage of your choice. So if you need to get our contact information or get a hold of us, you can go to our website, gmedicareteam.com. You can give us a call, 248-871-7756. And like we said, with other social media, feel free to check out our YouTube channel, which is Giardini Medicare. Thank you very much for listening to this episode and have a wonderful day.
Thanks for listening to the Transition to Medicare podcast. To find more Medicare-related information from us, you can search Giardini Medicare on YouTube or visit our website at gmedicareteam.com.